Hi, the question for Lisa Hampton. LISAHAMP, like Paul, T like Tom, O-N, Lisa Hampton. The patient is being provided, is being seen for a follow-up visit today on 5/15/2025. The patient, date of birth is 1/9/76, date of accident is 7/15/2024. The patient was initially traveling as a driver and was collided as a T-bone on a passenger side to the other car. The impact totaled her car and caused her a torticollis pain in the left side of the shoulder, left side of the neck and upper back, as well as headaches with dizziness, lack of focus, nausea, and difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees at the left shoulder. She is being scheduled for surgery on June 19 by the orthopedics for a transection of the complete supraspinatus tendon on the left shoulder. Her neck pain and lower back pain is ongoing, and they are still between 8 and 10, along with some headaches here and there. Headaches are 7, and they don't last for too long. Mild dizziness and vertigo has been reported, but not all the time. She doesn't report any anxiety, depression, panic, or loss of memory, or balance problem, or equilibrium problem, or focus problem. These pains, as are reported, are constant. Neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 10, shoulder pain is 9. She's she'll be going for a surgeries on June 19th, as I reported. Her pain level is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected. 10, she's on attended care. There's a constant torticollis, which is her neck is in spasm towards the left side constantly without any relief. On examination, the musculature examination does show severe spasm of the upper trapezius muscle on the left side, including cervical and thoracic fiber, with several trigger points that are found as a reproducible tenderness. The patient is begging for an injection to find a relief. The range of motion of the shoulder on the left side is up to 90 degrees maximum. When she starts experiencing excruciating pain in the front and the back of the shoulder, 80% relief is reported when she's gets the medication. She's getting Percocet from her family physician, and the kindly review the records for the ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Blood pressure is 110/60. Pulse is 71 and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same. If I have not dictated the trigger point and muscle spasm of the left trapezius, please add that in the exam, because that is present all along. Her neck is twisted towards the left in spasm, severe spasm, and the range of motion of the neck is quite diminished in the left side. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, left side flexion is 15, and rotation is also limited to 30. Severe spasm is present, and each time she comes like that, but it gets better with the shots, according to her. She also is undergoing a carpal tunnel surgery at Providence Hospital, and other than that, she has a severe numbness of the left arm, completely front and the back, involving all the five fingers. And motor weakness is also present. We're not sure if it is coming from the cervical spine or is it just some other issue like carpal tunnel maybe. And so an EMG has been ordered for this patient, including bilateral upper and bilateral lower extremities, to identify the involvement of the nerves. She do not have any radiation of pain in the legs, but across the buttock, there is a shooting pain. Medications that are provided to the patient are Mobix, 15 mg a day with food for anti-inflammatory effect. Aleve, 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and pain relief, sleep. Zoloft, 50 mg at night for relief of panic and anxiety, PTSD. Lunesta, 1 mg at night for sleep. Medigesic, 1 tablet at night for pain relief, topical for headache. And lidocaine ointment for Lidopro ointment for topical pain relief has been provided. And physical therapy is on hold until surgery is done, as informed by the patient. And she is still going to continue to remain disabled, housework replacement, attended care for 8 hours, and transportation. The patient do have a issues other than this in the MRIs or the lumbar spine and the cervical spine. She has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5 and 6, and C6-7 with mild canal and foraminal stenosis, for which 2 epidural injections have been advised. In the lumbar spine, she has a disc herniation of L4-5 and L5-S1, for which 3 or 4 injections for epidural have been advised, but they will be done only after surgery is done, as I and after the EMG is reported. Is she a surgical candidate is the question. After the epidural injection, if the relief is not obtained, she'll be referred to a spine surgeon. Other than that, the patient is stable, vital signs are stable, and she's coming along well, and she's satisfied with the treatment. Thank you.